From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Phil Latzman. Voting in Florida has always been a contentious issue, but now it's even more so thanks to new state voter laws passed by the Florida legislature. Those new measures make 80 changes to Florida's election laws. Among them are new restrictions on voter registration, form filing deadlines, and reductions in early voting days. And how they may be impacting the 2012 election is the subject of a new documentary airing on CNN this Sunday called Voters in America, Who Counts? And here's a sample.
What Tallahassee, your legislature wants you to do is not vote in 2012. And they don't want people like me to inform you of the changes that have been made.
For everybody to walk in on election day and just attest that they live somewhere, and folks, that's just not right.
And joining us now is CNN senior correspondent Joe Johns, who hosts the documentary. Welcome, Joe. So how does Florida figure into this investigation?
We went to Florida. We spent the better part of a year trying to get to the bottom of these new laws affecting people who are involved in the voter registration process. And we picked Florida because it's such an important battleground state, a state that could decide who gets to be president. And we put it under a microscope. We picked it apart, and we laid it all out there for you to decide what it is you think about the controversy over changes to voting laws around the country, especially in Florida.
Joe, in your documentary, it seems to intimate more than just directly that the chances of these new laws having an effect on the upcoming election are pretty great. Did you get that sense in doing this, that people were concerned that these things could shift the election?
That's the big question. And I think probably the biggest concern right now is voter confusion. In other words, people not knowing whether they can vote or if they're going to get in trouble, or people who haven't registered who could have.
And you spoke to the proponents of these laws and asked them why they're needed. And how did they respond to your questions and some of the criticism?
When you go to a proponent of a change to voting rights laws and ask them why you're doing this, their answer is it's to avoid fraud. The problem a lot of people have with that is that there have been a number of studies going back a decade or so, that tend to suggest not much in-person voter fraud at all. And if there's any problem, it has more to do with absentee ballots. Voter fraud doesn't seem to be a very good excuse for why you put these laws in place. That said, people know that the election process in America can be better.
Joe, the documentary seems to point to some racially motivated voter rights issues. And in fact, a former GOP head Jim Greer in the documentary is currently facing criminal charges on money laundering and grand theft for fundraising irregularities while he was the party chair. He agrees with the law's opponents because he says after 2008, when they saw how many minorities had come out to vote, they said, some people in the legislature and perhaps some Republicans said, we need to try and stop this.
That there have always been, and this is going back many decades, going back to when I was a child, there have always been racial overtones and questions about whether the majority has tried to keep minorities from voting. We also know that African Americans as well as Latinos have questioned the purposes for these laws.
It's Voters in America, Who Counts? It debuts this Sunday night, 8 p.m. on CNN. Joe Johns will host. Joe, thanks for your time.
Thank you much.
And from the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.